All right. Maybe this is a group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Michael says, hey there, Ben and Kelly. Mm-hmm. It's wild that I'm sending you all a message because I feel like I've known you guys for years. But I just realized you have no idea who I am. LOL.
Oh, well, introduce yourself sometime, sure. Michael. Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, I think I have something for your Am I a Jerk segment.
Oh.
The other day, I was hurrying out for out of an appointment, jumped into a car that looked similar to mine, tried to start it.
Yep.
Not just that, but I moved the seat. Frankly, I was a little annoyed that someone who had used my car moved it up so much.
Mm-hmm.
I get in, move the seat back, put my foot on the brake, hit the start button, no start.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, what is wrong with this stupid car? And then I look down, there's a pink cow squishy toy on the cup holder.
Okay.
I look up, there's an unfamiliar sticker in the window and a baby seat in the rearview mirror.
Oh, no.
Oopsies, not my car.
Right.
So what's the etiquette here?
Mm-hmm.
I have been in this car for about 20 seconds or so. There's cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. And even if I'm totally innocent, it's going to freak out the mom whose car this is when she gets in a few minutes. So yeah. I just kind of left. Am I a jerk for doing that? What's the etiquette? Do I leave a note? What do I say? Do I try to replace the seat exactly as it was? My fingerprints and DNA are probably all over this thing right now. Anyway, thanks for your time.
Wow. I mean, I've
gone to like a similar car before, but I've never gotten in. Like I realize it before I get in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have a white Honda Accord and there are hundreds of white Honda Accords in any given parking lot anywhere.
Yeah.
So I constantly am walking up to the wrong car going, oh yeah, that's
look inside first.
Yeah. Or it's even worse when you go up and, you know, with certain cars, all you have to do is put your hand on the door handle and it'll unlock for you.
Right. It senses you have the key.
Right.
This is
right,
your
exactly.
Car.
This is your car. So you know,
mine does that.
Yeah. I try to tug on it and I'm like, oh no, what's going on with my key? And it just looks like I'm an idiot just trying to like break into someone's car and tug on the door. And then I'm like, oh yeah, okay, this isn't my car. And so I just need to, and usually a quick look inside the window and I can see, oh, all right, I don't have a lint roller in my cup holder.
Okay. And then you're like, oh, where did I park?
Yeah,
and then I'm wandering around for a while.
Hang on a second.
Where am I?
Where am I? And then I'm just wandering, and I just don't know where I am. Yeah, I don't think you're a jerk in that situation.
No,
it's
but
wild
like,
that you got that far.
Note? Yes. Oh, exactly. Well, it must have been unlocked. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Do you leave the note?
Well, I don't know. You probably don't have anything to write with,
unless you go. On their window and write something on their window.
I wouldn't do that. That's
I was here
with a capital creepy.
You need to write. I was here.
Sorry, Michael.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That
no.
would freak her that out would, even
nope,
more.
Nope. Don't do that.
I mean,
that's
especially
not what we do.
If she saw you get out of the car, that would probably freak her out.
Oh yeah, I probably would have turned around and like called the police, or
maybe
at security, and say, "There's a guy that's in my car."
Yeah, maybe I'm trying to like replace the seat at least a little bit, like pull it up a little bit so it's similar to where where she like gets in. And she's like, "Oh, that's weird," and then she's like adjusts it just a little bit, but not like a lot of it, you know?
Right. Just try to put it back a little bit to where you found it.
Do you have a fun story about mistaken car or something like that you can share? 502-795-1997. But Michael, I don't think you're a jerk in this situation. I don't think.
And Justin's been there too.
All right. We'll get some of those stories
coming
up. I will say we are getting so many stories of mistaken cars.
Yeah, people have done this more often than you think.
Yeah, it's 99.7 JX. Michael, he wants to know if he's a jerk because he basically broke into some woman's car. Car was unlocked. He opened it, got in. Seat was all like jacked up because
he moved the seat.
Then he realized some sort of pink cow squishy toy. Then it dawned on him that wasn't his car. So he's like, what's the etiquette here? Do I leave a note? Do I just leave? What do I do?
Yeah, he doesn't think that he was caught, like that the owner of the car saw him. But still feels bad.
Yeah. Audra said, I did that once at preschool drop-off, got in the car, buckled up, then smelled coffee, which I don't drink, realized I was in the wrong car, got out, went to mine, two cars over. I was mortified, but those that saw and heard about it thought it was hilarious. No harm, no foul.
Okay, that's good. That's good. A lot of people are kind of saying that, Jennifer, move on. Simple mistake. I'm sure the other person would be like, what the heck? Why is my seat off? But it's all good. And then Swifty Kim said, oh my gosh, my friend did that once leaving work. This was years ago. She had a Honda. Uh-huh. She got into an identical car. Her key started it.
Oh my gosh.
She was driving through the parking garage when she noticed a bag that wasn't hers and realized her mistake. Oh,
wow. B, what's your story?
I was delivering a batch of mailings to the post office, and I pulled up, and when I came out, there was a car exactly like mine. No different. I didn't look at the license plate. I opened the truck, and I thought, wait a minute, what is all this stuff in my truck? So I thought my husband put some stuff in there, and I'm looking through it, and I'm going, well, what did he put in here?
Oh, gosh.
So a lady comes out, post office. She's like, what'd you do? What are you doing in my car?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I am so sorry. This is not my car.
Oh, wow. At least at least it was like just a misunderstanding. She didn't think you were jacking her car or something.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Brittany, back in my college days, a friend and I were leaving a party to go get more beer. Got in what we think is his car. Say make, model, year, color. Yeah. Try to start it with the key. Won't start. Start looking around. Realize it's not his car. We could not stop laughing for a whole 5 minutes. Not a jerk move. Just a hilarious mistake and a great memory.
Oh, that's funny. Rick. Oh, my gosh. Rick said, I took a rental car from a hotel valet. Drove about 20 miles before I realized it wasn't mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Appreciate that the people left me some of their Dunkin' Donuts, though. That is hysterical.
Left me Dunkin' Donuts.
He just rolls up to the valet. He's like, hey, I just want the white Honda. And they're like, here you go.
My goodness. Oh, gosh, Justin, I opened the door to a truck thinking it was mine, started to get in, almost sat on the guy's lap who was in the driver's seat. Needless to say, he freaked. I freaked.
That is crazy. Brady said the same thing. Brady said, LOL, I opened the passenger side of a car thinking it was mine, threw my groceries onto the seat. I wasn't paying attention, didn't notice the person in the car until my groceries landed on the seat. Luckily, she was cool about it and laughed it off.
God.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
So we got a text from Kimberly. We were coming out of church one evening. My ex-husband said, there's a dude in our car.
Oh, my gosh.
There was an elderly man sitting in the passenger side looking at the paper of a house we picked up that was for sale. We had to open the door and tell him, hey, that's our car.
Oh.
He had a car exactly like mine, Kimberly said. So I could see why he thought it was his. It was a he was a very sweet man, and he said he wondered why that the pamphlet was his car. I didn't think I was buying a house.
Oh.
Dang.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, Ashley. Okay, just FYI, she says. 2006 Ford Focus hatchbacks evidently had universal keys that fit the same make, model, year of that car.
Okay.
When I worked at 4th Street, a closed derby weekend, drove home after work, got home, went to bed.
Okay.
Got up the next day to go back to work, hopped in my car, realized there was a car seat in the back, two large suitcases. I was a 21-year-old kid with no kids, drove like a bat out of you-know-where back to 4th Street parking garage, parked the car in the same spot, walked one floor down to the next down ramp. There sat my car.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, my gosh!
These poor people were like, oh, we were staying in Louisville. Like,
literally thought that their car got carjacked. Went directly to the security manager, confessed my stupidity. Car was returned to the owner the next evening, evidently. I spent the whole day waiting to go to prison.
That's funny. Those are good. Those are good. Good stories.
Wow.
Good stories there. Thank you for that. Yes.
Oh boy.
Oh. am I a jerk? Consensus, no.
Nope. Just good. Hilarious.
Yep. Everybody's got
laugh.
Those stories.
Yeah.
It's 99.7 DJX.